The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
From Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, final score, the Ottawa Senators 7 and the San Jose Sharks 4. Time now for the instant replay as to how everything happened here in the Canada capital city in front of a crowd of 18,764 fans who were on their feet screaming and yelling when it really mattered. And that, of course, was when the Senators would take control of the game after a back-and-forth contest that began early. The Sharks started Laurent Brossoit in net. First time he's been in the NHL since 2024. After getting back to health after some hip problems, played great for the Barracuda with the injury to Yaroslav Askarov. And with the Sharks in a back-to-back situation here, the coaching staff elected to go with Brossoit. And he came up with some really solid saves, the final score of this game notwithstanding. One of the big saves came against Tim Stützle in the first period. The Sharks scoop it up. John Klingberg bodied off the play by Tim Stützle, who's on the ice with Claude Giroux and the aforementioned Batherson. Batherson wins a battle behind the net, centers it out in front, and a shot point-blank save by the goaltender Brossoit off of Tim Stützle right in front of the net. Boy, that's a way to get welcomed back into the National Hockey League for the first time since 2024, and Brossoit stood tall and was equal to the task. He did that a couple of times. That was in the first period when the score was nothing-nothing, and later in the game when the aforementioned Stützle got another shorthanded break, he made another big stop. That could have been a turning point of the game, but unfortunately it was not.
Yeah, there was a couple times where there could have been turning points, and like we've both said before, it's those little things that kind of turn the game around. So, you know, I think Brossoit, I think he looked fine. I think seven goals sucks for the first time coming back, but there's a lot of good things that he had in his game, and I don't mind that. I think he grows from here. He already looked very calm in there, and then just to kind of clean up the slack on the sides.
Last night, Mario Ferraro played an outstanding game on defense alongside Shakir Mukhamadulin, and that D pair did a really good job with the score nothing-nothing in the first period to kind of take control of the game. Ferraro, who scored his fifth goal of the season last night, would pick up his sixth off a Mukhamadulin pass following some good work by the Sharks forwards at 4:05. Off the faceoff now, it's controlled by the Sens. Brady Tkachuk's got it, and he skates from left to right. A lead pass to the middle off of a nice defensive play by Gaudette. He steals it. Could be a two-on-one with Goodrow. Gaudette moves in, goes to the backhand, trying to slide it to Barkley Goodrow in front, knocked away. Now the shot, score! Barkley Goodrow sets up the screen, and how about Mario Ferraro? He's got goals in consecutive games because of the work by the Sharks forwards after the first save was made off Gaudette by Ullmark. And Mario Ferraro puts the Sharks in front 1-0. At 4:05 of this first period. Really unfortunate that neither Goodrow nor Gaudette got an assist on that, because the Senators grabbed the puck after that save by Ullmark and tried to clear it. Shakir Mukhamadulin with that long reach kept it in and slid a perfect pass to Mario Ferraro. And it happened so quickly, all Mario did was let the shot go. Ferraro has his career best sixth goal of the season. Mukhamadulin, his first of two assists on the game at 4:05 of the game. And it was 1-0 San Jose at that point. Problem is, Ottawa would get a power play a little bit later on. John Klingberg took an interference call at 6 minutes and 17 seconds, and the Senators would convert in albeit unorthodox fashion on the man advantage. Put to the slot by the Sens again. Tkachuk on the left wing gets it back. Now to the point, and now it's to the near side. A shot blocked by Ferraro. Another chance by Tkachuk, and it's blocked again. Shabbat goes to Tkachuk. Down low. Batherson feeds in front off the defense and in. Tough break for Mario Ferraro. It went off his stick and right through Brossoit. And so the Senators get a kind of a fluky power play goal, and they tie the game 1-1. Drake Batherson's going to get credit. It did. His 26th of the year, an unassisted goal since Mario Ferraro basically put the puck into his own net. And so that took some of the edge away from Ferraro's goal just moments before. But Ferraro would get one back when he got the Sharks in front by the score of 2-1 with a nice little play to get Tyler Toffoli the puck, and suddenly the Sharks led 2-1. He pokes with a forehand of the near boards, and the Senators have control, but the Sharks steal. Eklund and Misa get it back to the point. Mukhabadula to the right shot. Score! Tyler Toffoli's in front of a net. Mario Ferraro shoots the puck, and it tips up top. San Jose takes the 2-1 lead with 5:17 left in the first period. Nice goal by Toffoli, his 18th. Good tip. Mario Ferraro, the primary assist, and Big Shaq, Shakir Mukhamadulin, gets the other one. San Jose led at the end of the first period by the score of 2-1. They outshot Ottawa 13-5, and all was looking like a solid road game for San Jose. But then a couple of things happened that were rather self-inflicted. In fact, the second period could be called the self-inflicted period against the San Jose Sharks. The first opportunity happened for Ottawa, and this one was on the goaltender, Brassois. Here comes Fabian Zetterlund to the Sharks' line. He made the turn on Mukhamadulin and has to dump it in deep, and he's heading off on the change. Amadio steps on, gives to his man in the corner, the shot by Fogel. He goes in, score! Warren Fogel taking the little drop on that change. Zetterlund just got off the ice in the nick of time. And Fogel gets the pass on the right wing from the circle. Puts it through Brassois. And Warren Fogel ties the game 2-2. So, Fogel his ninth. His second goal as a Senator since the trade acquisition from L.A. Amadio, another former L.A. King on the roster, assisting on the play as the Sharks had a soft play up the side of the left wing boards. And it would be taken back. And that one really, Brassois should have had.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was a kind of a weird angle and just one where, like, it just kind of slid under, you know. Like, he was kind of right there, but then it just swept through. So I'm sure they'll watch that one again and beat himself up for it a little bit. But it's those ones. It's the hard ones. It's the easy one. It's all of them that count as long as the puck's going towards the net, you know. So unfortunate for him, but I feel like he'll come back after that one.
Well, he made some good saves after that, and the score was 3-2 San Jose shortly after that at 10:46. After Macklin Celebrini put together a Herculean effort to stop an icing call and get the puck to a waiting stick for Colin Graf. Off the draw, Senators bank it off the boards and get it out. Now the Sharks tip the other way. There's a race for the puck. Can Macklin Celebrini get to it first? There will be no icing. Celebrini gets there first ahead of Shabbat, turns right to the slot. What a chance! They score! Colin Graf, what a beautiful finish! And that was all Macklin Celebrini beating Thomas Shabbat, who's a good skater, to the puck. That stopped an icing. Then Celebrini twisted, he turned, he spotted Graf, who headed right to the front of the net. Graf beat Pinto to the puck, kept the stick down, stayed gritty, and banged it home. That's the 19th goal of the season for Colin Graf, and Macklin Celebrini gets a gorgeous assist. It is 3-2 San Jose. That should have put the Senators totally on their heels for the rest of the game, but credit to them for not totally fading, and unfortunately, the Sharks would provide them with the opportunities to get back. Colin Graf is 19th of the season. Macklin Celebrini, his 60th assist of the year, and his 50th road point. First time any Shark has ever had 50 road points in a campaign. Sam Dickinson also assisting at 10:46. We were halfway through the game, a little bit more than that, and the Sharks were in command. But then San Jose would get into penalty trouble, and the Senators would end up tying the contest. Fabian Zetterlund, the former San Jose Shark who scored a goal against them earlier this season, once again found his former teammates good victims. And the Senators will dump it into the Shark zone. San Jose sends it up the boards, but Spence goes cross-ice. Zetterlund score! Zetterlund from the point, one-timed it perfectly off that Spence pass. Sharks failed to clear it, and that one rocketed down low past Brassois, a power play goal for Fabian Zetterlund against his former team, and it is a 3-3 tie. Spence the only assist on Zetterlund's 13th of a year. Power play tally, first of two on the game for the Senators, actually second of two. Second of two on the power play for Zetterlund at 13:40, making the score 3-3. 1 minute and 5 seconds later, things did not go well. Uh-oh, trouble. Here's Zetterlund, lead pass. Clevin shoots. He scores! Another turnover by the Sharks, and Tyler Clevin, who scored his first career goal against San Jose when he started in the NHL, gets this one at 14:45. So two goals, a minute and 5 seconds apart. One by Zetterlund, his 13th of a season, assisted by Jordan Spence, and this one Zetterlund setting up Tyler Clevin to make it a 4-3 Senators lead. Official word on that goal, Clevin's third from Zetterlund and Warren Fogel at 14:45 of the second. Ottawa took the lead again, 4-3. The Sharks would fight back to even the score, and it was a great effort by Michael Misa that got the score even. Off the faceoff, Sharks gun it around. Toffoli lugs it out. He's to center, lead pass Misa with speed across the line, carries in, shoots, score! Michael Misa just tied the game 4-4 off a tighter Toffoli pass, and what a shot! The Sharks have evened things in Ottawa at 3:28 of the third. Misa's seventh of the season from Toffoli and Desharnais, all even at four. But the Senators would grind it out, slow things down, take it away from the Sharks, and finally, they would take the 5-4 lead. Sharks behind their own goal line. Uh-oh. Orloff, watch the puck bounce. Now it comes back to Zub. He shoots, score! That's Batherson in front of the net, might have tipped that. Zub put the puck in the air, and it deflected past Brassois, and it is a 5-4 Senators lead with 6:52 to play. It was one of many goals in which the Senators scored, where they basically filled the lane over along the boards while the Sharks sent soft passes up either the left or the right side of the ice, and it was almost as if it was telegraphed for their sticks.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a lot of that. That board work we were talking about, where it's tough to get it off. You're just kind of whacking at it. You're trying to get it off your toe, this and that. It just gets up, and then it's kind of a nothing play. It looks like it's a nice pass across from Drew, but then I think the puck was going to go a couple feet wide, and then
Batherson ended up getting, and then
he went off his hand, so
went in.
Yeah, it's annoying. You know, it's annoying because it starts from nothing. Yeah, there's a nice pass in there, but 2 feet wide in the back of the net, and that's a tough one for SJ.
So, 13:08 to time of what turned out to be the game-winning goal. Drake Batherson, his second goal of the game, 27th of the season, assisted by Artem Zub and Claude Giroux after the Sharks' Dmitry Orlov lost control of the puck on the clear, a soft play up the board. So, that's where we were, with 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Ottawa would score twice more. At 14:50, Dylan Cousins put one in for his 24th of the year, and again, it was Brady Tkachuk intercepting a clearing attempt on the boards. Ridley Gregg can move. He's down the right side, goes in with a backhand shot, hit the side of a net. Scooting behind the goal line there, Misa feeds it up the boards, and that's corralling it on the right side as Tkachuk into the slot. Cousins scores! Another soft play up the boards, and the Senators are reading that awfully well. Brady Tkachuk sends it into the slot, and Dylan Cousins gives Ottawa the 6-4 lead. Now the Sharks are officially in trouble at 14:50 of the third period. And then Brady Tkachuk would put the puck into the empty net at 17:43, his 18th of the year, as he got by Macklin Celebrini, put the puck into the net, and the play finished with Celebrini smashing his stick and breaking it over the empty goal. Net is empty to our right. Sharks Celebrini puts to Eklund. Now it's over to the near boards. Back to Celebrini from Toffoli. He walks into the circle. Down low to Toffoli. Throws to the front of the net. It's a save. There's an empty net. Amadio's got it. Sends it off the board. Celebrini getting back. But it's Brady Tkachuk getting underneath him. He scores. Senators 7, the Sharks 4. The captain of the Ottawa Senators puts a dagger in the hearts of the visiting team from San Jose. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go, so mark that down at 17:43. Brady Tkachuk, who's been relatively quiet in this game, gets his 18th of the season, picked up the assist on the turnover by Misa to give the Sens the 2-goal lead, and now this empty netter for Tkachuk makes it the Senators 7 and the Sharks 4, and that will put Laurent Brassois back in the goal for San Jose. Final score, Ottawa 7, the Sharks 4. Tough loss for the Sharks to take. They're now 32-27-6 as they lose in regulation. The Senators win for the 34th time this season as they are 34-23-9 for 77 points. That is a big, big win for Ottawa. They beat Anaheim yesterday, and they beat the San Jose Sharks today in their own building. The Sharks will move on to take on the Edmonton Oilers on Tuesday. They'll have the day off after flying there tonight, and they will recharge their batteries and try to get back where they were in Montreal and Boston. Once again, the final score, Ottawa 7, San Jose 4. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.